This is KXRM Laguna Niguel. Laguna Beach. Laguna's only FM.
What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Thank you. KX935. You're listening to The Ruckus. That's right. I forgot to do the intro. I apologize. But hey, you know, got so much going on in the studio. Now, welcome to Laguna Limelight. It's Laguna's hottest EDM show on the station, possibly around the world. Who knows? We never know. You know, I've really been excited for tonight all week. And let me give you a quick roundup of how tonight's show came about. A couple of weeks ago, I'm down at the OC Tavern. And I was—I went down actually to see Jason Blakemore, but I was very, very surprised by another DJ who was opening for Jason. A couple of my mates were actually playing to BF Chang's, Brian Chang, and Michael Vay. They were down there, so actually Michael organized the whole thing. But I had the DJ that was playing the set at the time. I had no idea who this guy was, and I'm telling you something—he was laying down a killer set. I was really impressed. I walked in the door. I just kind of stopped and I'm like, hey, who's this guy? And I'm lucky to have him in studio tonight. His name is DJ Van Gogh. Welcome, sir. How are you?
Thank you. Pleasure to be here, man. I really appreciate this.
Hey, no problem. No problem. You know, like I said, I'm glad I was at the show last week. I was here at the show and then I made it down there. So I only caught like the last half an hour of your show. And, you know, I was really impressed. And I'm glad that you actually talked to me afterwards. I wasn't one of those guys that just come onto the stage and try and bug you while you're still playing. You know how those guys?
Absolutely.
And you know what? We're actually going to talk about that later, about rude DJs. But so tell me where you're from.
I'm actually from Bridgeport, Connecticut. Born and raised pretty much in Irvine, California. Orange County my whole life. And I've definitely been a resident here and supported the Orange County music scene for as long as I remember.
Now, are you a good friend of Jason Blakemore's?
I am, actually. He was one of the DJs that inspired me to become a DJ when I was younger. Took a lot of time with me and introduced me to different labels and stuff and music that he was creating at the time. And
right.
Definitely gave me the time, and it was very nice to have someone that actually appreciated music the way he did and was able to educate me and do it with pride.
Yeah, you know, he seemed to be a decent guy. I actually never spoke to him, even though he was hanging out all night. I never got around to talking to him. I know Brian was talking to him and stuff, and I guess Michael must know him pretty good too, right?
Absolutely.
So tell me what's on tonight's set list for us.
Tonight is definitely a different set. This new, well, not new, but they've been around since about 2012, based out of Berlin. I will totally butcher this name, but I believe it's called Stia Yoke. And
nope, never heard of him.
It's a label that started their own sound, basically.
Yeah.
Ethernal techno. Ethereal techno, I apologize. It is a different sound to me. I don't really classify genres, but there's something about this particular release that grabbed me, and I just really wanted to share it tonight because it's really deep.
Nice. Let me ask you, when you're usually DJing, do you go by a set list? Do you pick like a bunch of tracks and mix and match? Does it all depend on how you feel? You know, like you're too lazy, so you come up with a set list, you're like, just play one after another. Or
it's funny that you asked that. So every time that I seem to create a set, I never play it when I go live.
Right,
ever.
Right.
Even when I played at OC Tavern, anytime I play out, I have something that I set, and then it's always about feeling the crowd and seeing how
right.
people react to it. And
right.
you kind of have to change things up as you go. And sometimes my vibe changes as soon as I walk into the room. So I might switch something up that was completely off my list. But
yeah.
It's just something I'm feeling that I want to play.
So I see you got some CDJs. You're playing off the USB. You have vinyl too, right? You play vinyl?
Yeah, I started, obviously. I've been spinning since like 95, 93 is when
mid-90s,
I got my first turntable.
Nice.
Started with my best friend, SDF1, a.k.a. Mr. Deeds. And he's now one of a big producer in L.A. And I really look up to him. He's been kind of my way back in because I dropped out for about 8 years. And, and it's been a good job.
Well, things happen. Kids come along and all that good stuff.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you know what? We'll talk about what you're up to later on in the show. Quick reminder, we're on Periscope. If you look into Laguna Beach or if you just want to do a search for DJ Van Gogh live on KX935 FM, you'll find us. You can also text the station at 949-715-5936. You are listening to Laguna Limelight on KX935, coming live from the Pearl Street Studios right here in Laguna Beach, California. Let's get back to the music. Laguna Limelight, DJ Vango in the mix. Sir, excellent track in the background. Thank you. I'll put you on there so you can say it again. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That's right. I hit the wrong mic. So, your name. I've got to ask you about your name because Van Gogh, he's like a famous painter with only one ear. Tell me about your name.
That's actually kind of a funny question. I actually had a issue one night doing sound for a band, my best friend's band, and blew my right eardrum out. And
really?
Oh, yeah. So,
How does that happen?
It was a peak that hit, and somehow I had like a sinus infection or something at the time, and it just happened to be like a coincidence. Whoa. And completely blew it.
So were you like standing next to a speaker? It was headphones? What was it?
No, it was definitely a speaker right next to my head.
Dude, that's some serious.
It was a vocal that I'm actually was doing a vocal effect for a friend of mine for his vocals, and somehow the frequency just hit me just right and feedbacked and got me real good.
So were you a sound guy at the time then?
I was doing sound more of like effects for a friend of mine that was a singer for a band.
Yeah.
So I was doing like digital delay, double digital delays and like phasers and stuff over his vocals at the time.
Right.
So it was a lot of fun. It was a good time.
So that's one thing. Yeah. But now to be a DJ, you need both hands. Didn't you tell me you crushed your hand one time too?
That is definitely not a story for the radio, but yeah, my hand is crushed and I have a like bent pinky for the rest of my life. Yeah, it's
have you really?
It's definitely uncomfortable.
So you know it comes in threes, right? You're going to lose an eye probably tonight.
Then I'll be Pirate Van Gogh by that time.
So listen, when we come back, we'll talk some more, but I'm enjoying the set, man. Excellent. Thank you.
I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. DJ Vango in the mix live at Laguna Limelight, KX93.5. My name is The Ruckus. Dude, I want to talk to you about Diplo. Have you heard Diplo's like kind of dogging the DJ scene these days? And yet, you know, here's the thing, right? Is that the speaker that's too loud? Hold on for a sec.
Oh.
There we go. We're all professionals here. So yeah, DJ Diplo's dogging the scene that he's actually has made him famous. He's kind of like saying that, you know, the whole scene is full of the corniest effed up group of people he said he's ever met. And he says, you know, he said he's sad to be a part of it, but I play the game. Now, to me, right, I think that it is kind of got commercial, as you probably know, but I think that it has to get back to like the underground gigs, the DJing. And you do a lot of that too, right? You do a lot of underground stuff.
I've definitely getting more into it. I'm starting to hang a lot more with a crew called Viva LA Tech. They're basically an underground crew run by a couple guys, or actually a few guys, but Theo, DJ Theo and Ariel are becoming, you know, more and more involved in this movement of hard techno being brought back to downtown LA and throwing these tight underground parties. And to me,
that's where it all started.
It grabbed me. Just coming back into the scene again after, you know, years of taking this hiatus, it's been a pleasure to come back and actually see this really big following of true heads, of techno heads in LA.
Right. I think Diplo needs to get his head out of his, you know what, and get back into the scene, you know. Stop trying to make so much money that he's losing the plot. So you actually do gigs. You've got some gigs coming up, I'm sure.
I definitely do. I'm a resident DJ at a Proof Bar in Santa Ana.
Oh, yeah, Proof, yeah.
It's been great. It's definitely one of those places. It's a unique spot. It's in the basement. It's definitely all about the music.
Yeah.
No One and Jamie Madrid are the two other residents that play there, and we have a really great time.
What night do you play?
It's once a month, and it's on a Saturday. Usually starts at 10 and goes till 2.
Right, right. And is it just you or your group of guys?
It's three guys, and then we always bring in an act. We've had a couple big ones. We just had Blakemore last week, and we did an all-vinyl set.
Oh, yeah?
It was fun. It was a good time.
Very cool, very cool. So Focus, you do Focus too, no?
My first big gig actually for Focus for me, I came to Focus with the mindset to play there not too long ago, and it happened because I really put my heart and soul into it. I truly believe that, you know, if you focus on something, you can really get it. And
are you friends with Josh Billings?
I am now. That's a funny story. I came in there with my CDs, you know, trying to think that I was gonna like get a gig. And
oh really? Yeah,
it's a lot harder. There's so many, you know, artists out there that are actually producing and whatnot. So me being the fact that I haven't been producing for a long time, I think that is definitely a difficult thing for me to get into the club deal. So
you know, at least you're hitting the pavement though. A lot of people just sit in their bedrooms and think it's going to come to them, when you know you got to do the hard
work
too.
In the work.
Yeah, I mean, you got to go out, you got to hang with DJs, you got to get to know them. You can't just go and say, here's my CD, you know, pay me some money. It's not that easy. You know, we've all seen that.
We do have a really big event. I mean, we have Claptone this coming Tuesday.
Dude, I cannot wait to see Claptone, man.
I'm so excited
for
that.
I mean, I've seen a lot of DJs, I'm sure you have too, but Claptone's just been out of my reach for some reason, and now it's coming like
right
10 miles up the street. I'm there, dude.
Exactly.
I'm there.
Can't miss that one.
Yeah.
Asylum, Hawaii. This is my first gig at Focus. It's going to be on the 21st. It's really hard to get Asylum DJs to come here and play from Hawaii. So the fact that we brought them to Focus is a big deal.
Are you going to be playing with them, or you're kind of like promoting the guys?
I'm opening up that night.
All right,
so
cool. So is Josh going to play? Because I know Josh usually plays the big opening set sometimes.
It's actually a takeover. Mazer and Skunk, friends of mine that actually work at the club as well.
Yeah.
They are really good friends and got this gig with Asylum going. And we brought in Pinky and the Brain from Asylum, as well as Watts. And Watts is now a good friend. This guy does really good sound engineering, and he's an amazing producer. I think this kid's going to come up, and it's going to be fun to watch.
So I'm sure there's tickets online, right, at Focus or something, focus.com.
Absolutely. The 21st, 9:30, get there early. I'll probably go on at about 9:30. So
how long is your set usually?
1 hour.
About an hour?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. And that way, you can relax after that and
have some
enjoy
fun.
Yourself.
Exactly.
Actually, they're going to be playing on this equipment.
Yeah, they Focus has some you know, top notch gear. So they have the 900 mixer. I'm using an 800.
Well, I see Focus stickers on the back of the CDJs.
That was because I kind of saw it there, and it like
prompted me. That's where these stickers should go. They should cover up the Pioneer logos, and that's kind of how it felt right for me. So like at home, it was more of a, it was a motivational piece for me to look at and to know that that is one of my goals.
See that? So you dream it, you think it, it's going to happen.
You got to do it.
You know. Real quick, we are going to, you know, you can call the station if you want to, or text the station 949-715-5936. We are multimedia tonight. I'm telling you, we're streaming live on Facebook. What's your Facebook page, by the way?
It's Robert Armstrong. It's actually my homepage is Robert Armstrong.
Well, so you can check out Robert Armstrong on Facebook. We're streaming live there. We're on the Periscope app. All you have to do is just look for DJ Vango live on KX935 FM. If you can't type that in, just scroll into Southern California, hit Laguna Beach, you'll find us. We're also streamed 24/7 live on the website, kx935.com/listen. Or we've even got the iPhone app. I'm telling you, we got all bases covered, so there's no excuse for not listening. Let's get back to the music. This is KX935. KX935 Laguna Limelight, DJ Vango in the mix. I want to give a quick shout out to Veronica Armstrong. She's listening on Periscope. Thank you so much. Numbers going up and down. Also, Lisa Farber. She actually does Laguna Beach Live right here on KX935. I know she listens every Saturday, she told me. Thank you so much. And DJ Van Gogh, you must have some shout-outs yourself, sir.
I definitely do. Excuse me. My wife, Veronica, my daughter, Chloe, Merge Music, Viva LA Tech, the Polar Nights crew, Southern California Connections, Focus, Relove, Focus Family, my family, my best friend, my manager, Amy, for keeping my schedule in order and support through my journey.
Actually, Amy's right here next year. And if you're watching on Periscope, she's dancing just like the rest of us.
All of the listeners out there that have given me the opportunity to shine, I really appreciate it. I appreciate all your support and love out there. And I'm going to keep bringing what I can and do what I can to succeed.
So. I tell you something, you're going in the right direction, man. Everything is... you know, I want to make a little comment right here. You see on the left here, we're recording the podcast. Usually when I have a live DJ in here, like the levels are all over the place. Honestly, I'm like tweaking the board left and right. You know, I'm sweating. I'm like, yeah, I'm doing all this. With you, man, I got like easy work. Thank you.
You know I'm a sound snob.
Well, so there you go. See, that's it. See, it's that experience. Yeah.
If really? I'm going two on, if it goes above two on the mixer, I'm definitely not happy.
There you go. So I'm glad you're a true professional. Thank you so much. Listen, it's like 5 to 10 already. So we're almost out of time. Let's play maybe one or two more tracks. We'll say goodbye and then you can play out for us. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Thanks, man. Here we go. KX93.5. We are coming to the end of DJ Vango's set. Amazing, amazing, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
You know, before you go, because this is, we're going to have to say goodbye in a minute. We can't, you know, we could probably stay on all night, but we'd probably piss off a few people, you know.
I would enjoy that.
Yeah, we can lock ourselves in. Real quick, how about some social media links?
I definitely, one of my big links is Beatport. If you go to beatport.com/DJ Vango, all of my music is always there.
But it's Vango, spell it.
V-A-N-G-O.
Not like the Vango, the artist, so V-A-N-G-O.
You search him, you're going to get him.
Write down, people. Write it down. Don't miss this. And anything else? So just Beatport?
Beatport, SoundCloud, DJ Vango 1 on SoundCloud. That's pretty much it for social media.
All right, cool. Listen, remind me again where we can see you guys if our listeners want to come out and see you.
Proof Bar, I'm actually a resident DJ there. I play once a month on Saturdays. It's called Basement Sessions. You can find that on Facebook. And I also will be playing Focus on the 21st.
That's a great venue, Focus.
Oh, man. I love the sound there. Great people. It's also, it's just a great place to meet people. I mean, if you want to get out on a Tuesday night, it's one of the best places I've ever actually found in Orange County.
Well, so, it's been going for 13 years as of Tuesday.
Pretty amazing.
And I forgot to mention that when I saw you play a couple of weeks ago, you had live musicians on stage. How did that all come about?
I kind of had this feeling to do something new. I tried it. It was definitely an experience for me. Keith and Josh did a great job. I definitely would try something again. I don't know what instruments I would use.
Right.
There's a couple, you know, things that I thought that flowed that didn't flow. And
Like what? Because I thought like the guy in the bongos and the percussion was amazing. I mean, that guy slapped skins all night.
Oh, Keith. He's amazing. I mean, and Josh is amazing too. They both have their skills and abilities. I really loved playing with both of them.
And that wasn't rehearsed though, right?
No, it was really just show up and do it. Josh came over for
freestyle.
Maybe 5 minutes to go over what the songs that I was playing, but that was it. So,
and then they just winged it from there. It sounded good.
Go.
You know, I think that's the way DJ's got to go though, you know, because the days of people just staring at someone playing a CD, it's not on anymore, you know, because you guys are actually musicians. You know what you're doing, come producing, and then you bring up some musicians on stage. You know, you got to do a bit of performance, actually, if you ask me on stage. You know, you get these DJs bouncing around and doing the sign of the cross and all that, but that, you know, real musicians, that's the way to go.
Yeah, I've been playing guitar, bass, drums my whole life, writing music my whole life. So it's one of those things that when I started spinning records back in the day in the 90s, I was spinning hard acid, so it was a completely different style of music and hard techno. And coming to where I am now and focusing more on house and some of the darker techno stuff is where my pride is.
But you know what you're doing, though, is you're evolving, and that's what everyone's got to do. You get these people that are stuck in the same rut, they're playing the same crap, you know, day in, day out.
Yep.
It gets monotonous, you know. There's some music that I'll listen to for a while, but if it's the same thing over and over, I'm done, you know, move on. You know, I used to be an electro guy when I first started DJing. I'd play all the bangers, you know, the techno and all the really fast ones.
Yep.
And then I started to like kind of mature and get down to the deep house, some vocals,
you know,
some tropical. So yeah, I mean, it's all about variation, you know, as in everything in life. Listen, I want to say thank you so much, man, for coming in. I really appreciate you taking the time, coming down and playing for our listeners.
Hey, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
And Amy, thank you. You've been quiet in the background there, but keep his career on track.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you for having us. Oh,
no problem. No problem at all. So I want to give a big thanks to Bruce Rave. He let us come in early and set up all the gear and do a sound check. Thank you so much, man. His show before me is called Go Deep. Give it a listen. Scott David's coming up next with 2 hours of Melodic Tronic. Until next week, I will see you then, guys. Thanks a lot. Yeah.
Station, KX 93.5.